Nolte, left-wing censor Oliver Darcy out at CNN. By John Nolte on August 8, 2024. Left-wing censor and anti-free speech activist Oliver Darcy is out at far-left Gmall. No details have been released about Darcy's exit, but it is no secret that CNN is in deep financial trouble. Already the left-wing propaganda outlet has slashed some 2,000 positions, including around 100 layoffs this year. Just yesterday, CNN's parent company Warner Brothers Discovery took a $9 billion impairment loss on its legacy TV assets, and that obviously included CNN, which is undoubtedly losing its value in a big way. CNN's ratings have hit LOL lows, even during this hotly contested presidential election. CNN's biggest problem is the tens of millions who are moving to streaming and canceling their cable and satellite TV, CSTV, packages. CNN is such a joke, it cannot survive in the merit-based world of streaming. Don't forget that CNN's streaming service lasted only 4 weeks before it was canceled due to lack of interest. CSTV is what kept CNN alive. Even though no one watches CNN, if it is part of your cable package, you are funneling about a dollar per month in the form of a subscription fee to an outlet that hates you. Thankfully, all that is falling apart, as is CNN, which is looking at a future where it becomes an add-on no one watches on the Max streaming service. Which is all to say, inveterate liar Darcy is no loss. CNN's only hope to 1. Improve its ratings and 2. Regain its credibility is to dump losers like Darcy. If CNN wants to shake its reputation as a national joke, it needs to shed jokes like Darcy. Darcy spent his whole career at CNN in a McCarthyite rage of anti-Americanism looking to blacklist and censor right-of-center opinions. He's a naked fascist out to silence, purge, and criminalize speech and ideas he disagrees with. Darcy was also a super-spreader of misinformation. The question now is what happens to the laughably titled Reliable Sources newsletter Darcy used to spread his bigotry and lies? After CNN fired Brian Stelter, the three-decade-old Reliable Sources TV show was canceled. With any luck, America will soon be rid of the newsletter, as well. CNN would be smart to kill the credibility stain that is Reliable Sources. If CNN wants to cover the media, it should start from scratch with a new brand it can tarnish, because you know CNN will tarnish it. This is a fake news outlet riddled with the fake news cancer. There is no hope, and watching CNN slowly die is all kinds of glorious. Apparently, Darcy intends to start his own fake news newsletter. I'm sure he'll make a comfortable living lying to an audience of leftists who love being lied to. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.